It's the end of the show show, the end of the show show, the end of the show show, the end of the show show.
Let's do a podcast. Hi, and welcome to Gregor's End of the Show Show, summing up what went down in Seattle for the nerds and on the internet every weekday morning. One of those was not even a word. I'm Gregor. I do mornings on 107.7 The End. We take the stuff from the show, news, nerd talk, and more, and ba-da, deliver it right here in podcast form in case you missed it. Or in case you didn't have enough podcasts to listen to. Cool. I'm interrupting myself right now. I've already recorded this, and I'm coming back because I want to tell a story from National Radio Day. For National Radio Day, that's it. I'll address this more at the end, but I want to tell a story at the top here. This is a fun one. It was back in 1999. My buddy Michael Moxey just posted a photo a few days ago of the Edge Fest in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Spit all over my microphone. COVID. Okay. He posted a photo from Edge Fest, and I remember being at the, what is it called? Bernalillo County Fairgrounds, probably is what it is. Oh, man, I got to try and remember that. Anyway, we're at Edge Fest 99, and bands that are playing it include Smash Mouth and Kid Rock. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, that's amazing. Smash Mouth, Kid Rock, and Limp Bizkit. Albums used to come out on Tuesdays, right? And we had Limp Bizkit playing in this asphalt parking lot in 100-degree weather, right? They were under, it was a stage and there was a covering or whatever, but the fans were all standing around, right? And so they go on a little bit late and we have a sound permit that only allows us to have the concert for a certain amount of time because it's outdoors just in the middle of the city, right? And so Limp Bizkit's playing all their stuff and there's what's his face with the face paint and weird contacts in, and Wes Borland, that's his name. And there's DJ guy, he's playing and stuff, and Limp Bizkit. I mean, we're talking about like peak terrible music. You might still like Limp Bizkit. I get it. That's fine. But the song was called Nookie. I did it all for the Nookie. The Nookie. So you could take that cookie. Oh my God. How f***ing stupid is that song? Anyway, leave me alone. Just leave me alone. Because nothing's gonna change. The song's building up. It's their last song of the night. It's a huge finale. Just leave me up. Somebody flips the switch on the stage. All the power goes out. Fred Durst loses his mind. Oh my God, he's so pissed. Oh, I want to talk to him about this, only without the part where I said his music was terrible. Oh my God. It's the day, it's a Tuesday I mentioned specifically because it's the day that their album was going to debut double platinum or something like that. And there it is, the work up to the height of it all. Power out. Night is over. Go the F home. Albuquerque, part of the Wild West. Not that Seattle's not. But it's not a easygoing town. It might be slow, like a bunch of slowpoke rancher type people. It's hot. But it is a tough town. It is the Wild West. People got mad. Barricades started being ripped up and thrown around. People chanting and screaming that they want it. This is back in the day when there was no media options. And so Fred Durst gets on the phone and calls the freaking radio station and goes off. I'm sure many, many things that you cannot say were uttered on the radio that night. But he goes off. My buddy at the time, Dougie, I just say at the time because I don't know him anymore, but he was on the air back at the studio, and Fred Durst is letting him have it, going crazy. It's one of those magic radio moments. National Radio Day. All right, we now return to whatever the crap I was talking about before.
In case you missed it, it's the news.
Today in coronavirus, more than 400 new COVID-19 cases in Washington, and sadly more than a dozen new deaths. Meanwhile, in Canada... Oh, man. Canada is building a wall to keep us out. Okay, so it's a fence that you can still easily talk through and see your friends and wave and be polite. But they're trying to keep vehicles from illegally crossing over into Canada. So wait, if they were building a wall by Game of Thrones rules, does that make them the wildlings or us? Also, who gets to be on the Night Watchmen and women? Because I want one of those sweet coats. KUOW is reporting that 40% of high-speed mail sorting machines in the Seattle-Tacoma area have already been removed or dismantled. Whoa! Now, I wish it meant more low-speed human sorters would be hired, but instead it means democracy is more difficult. And finally, The Athletic reports that the Seahawks are the only team that won't face a Tier 1 quarterback all season.
What's a Tier 1 quarterback?
Like a Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
On the flip side of that coin, Seattle's opposition won't face any Tier 1 fans when they come to Seattle. At least for the first three games, there won't be any fans in the stands.
Fans in the stands.
You just got news.
So much to talk about, and I can't remember any of it. That stuff about the post office is crazy. Like, I really do feel like we might be in some of the most troubling times that anyone in generations has seen. Interesting that as all the World War II veterans have almost all passed now, they're all in their 90s, right? I can't do this math. Please don't make me. But now that they're all having passed, like, all of the things that they, all the memories that they carried are also dying. And so, like, here we are prone to repeat them, right? And the internet is not helping. That is for sure. It's a good thing, though, that the internet is full of other hot garbage, you know, to keep us entertained and to keep us away from stuff like that. And then, before you know it, the robots will be here to make sure that we follow the line. Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah! Well, a breakthrough in the world of biomorphic batteries means soon robots will better store energy over the entirety of their robo-bodies. Robodies? Similar to fat clusters on a human, you sort of just spread out the energy cells everywhere instead of in giant blocky packs. Robots with beer bellies? The next Terminator movie is going to be awesome.
Affirmative.
The German government passed a regulation that says dog owners must walk their dogs twice a day to ensure ethical treatment of your wiggling fur sausage. Now, the dog government passed a similar rule decades ago, and it was working, but then the dawn of Netflix has drastically impacted its effectiveness. Mr. Fluffins, it says here you've got a summons for court! And finally, 2020 isn't all bad. In Switzerland, it was snowing chocolate. Go on. Evidently, a non-Charlie chocolate factory had a ventilation issue and it started spewing chocolate particulate into the air that then collected and fell down in the form of what looked like snow. Oh yeah, well, I heard it's a cover-up, and actually, an Oompa Loompa just got caught in a powdered sugar fluffing machine. Oh my god, that's awful. Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah! Huge sincere thank yous for hanging out every day. It's National Radio Day, and I do appreciate the fact that there is an audience for me to make my dumb jokes to, because my wife really seems over it. I run my jokes by her, and she, like, I'd say about a third of the time responds, third of the time doesn't look up, and the other third looks at me like I'm stupid, probably just trying to understand an unfinished thought. And without other humans in my life right now being in the home studio, she just has to bear the brunt of it. Well, okay. Hey, thanks for listening, and hey, thanks for putting on the radio once in a while. I appreciate that. This is the end of the show show. The end of the show show. The end of the show show.
The end of the show show.
The end of the show show. All right, thanks.